So, observations about Vilt 2. What are some things that are unique to Vilt 2 on your comet nucleus? Anybody want to go first? All right.
Vilt 2 has more visible craters.
Okay, more visible craters. Anybody else?
It looks more rocky or mountainous.
Okay, rocky or mountainous. Maybe more rough, okay?
It's smaller than Tempel 1.
Looks smaller? Why do you think that?
Because you can only see half of Tempel 1, and it already looks bigger than Vilt.
Okay, good. What else?
It looks kind of like a snow cone. It's got the oval part of it, and it's got like the fluff in it.
It looks like a popcorn kernel.
Popcorn kernel, good. So you're using similes to help you describe things that are familiar to you.
The angle of Vilt 2 is north, and Tempel 1's is west.
Okay, good. Any other things that are unique to Vilt?
Vilt is more rounder at the top, like it's more of a circle.
Good. How about things that are unique to Tempel 1, so right-hand side of your Venn diagram?
It looks like it has a more smoother surface on the outside.
Smoother surface on the outside, excellent.
Tempel looks like it's more level, like not as round or circular as Vilt 2.
Okay, good. Look carefully at the surfaces. Anything different about the surfaces?
Vilt 2 is more foggy than Tempel is. It looks foggier.
Okay.
Tempel 1 looks like the surface is like flat, and Vilt 2 is like all bumpy and everything.
Okay, good. How are they similar? Let's look in the middle of your Venn diagram now. Any similarities? Features they have in common?
The shape looks the same.
Okay, so the general shape is about the same. Good. What else?
They both have craters.
Both have craters. Okay. Why do you think so? Describe what they look like to you.
Circles.
Okay. Circular features. Okay. Let's look more carefully at those circles. Could you describe how they're similar and how they are different? Just the circles now. Are there any similarities or differences between those circles or what we might call craters?
Vilt 2, the craters cave in. And they don't rise up around the edges, but on Tempel 1, it rises up around the edges, and it caves in.
Excellent. Excellent. That is very good. Very good observation. So they're similar. They have similarities in the round features, but how the round features appear, how the craters appear, is very different. Anything else as far as darkness and light features? We said Tempel 1 looks more smooth. Any other features that are unique to Tempel 1? Things you see on Tempel 1 that you don't see on Vilt 2?
Tempel 1 is more darker.
Okay. Good. More darker?
Vilt 2 is like their crater holes, they're not as round as or circular as Tempel 1's.
Okay. Tempel 1 has really round features. Maybe they're more irregular in shape. Good.
They're both 15 kilometers per pixel.
Okay, so they were taken, and that was actually part of what the scientists tried to do with these images, was to get them so they were comparable. They're giving it to you with the same resolution. Do y'all know where the sun is in these pictures? Is there any way you can look and use some of the clues of the image itself to show where the sun is located? There's two ways to tell where the sun is.
On this side, it looks like brighter than what it is on this side, and on the Tempel 2 or Tempel 1, it looks the same thing. It's just brighter on one side than it is on the other.
Excellent. You came up with an answer I wasn't thinking about. So the brightness is one way to tell. And you can look in the brightest side of each of the nucleus to find out where you think the sun's rays are hitting more directly. There's two other ways. Brightness also causes something else. If you get between the light and the surface, what happens?
Whenever you look close on Vilt 2, it looks blurry on the lighter side.
Mm-hmm. What happens when you get in between the light and the surface, though? What forms?
Yeah.
Tail? I don't form a tail when I get in between the light and the desk. Shadows. Look at the shadows on the circles. Does that help you see where the sun is? Okay. And then you see that at the bottom where there's north, and then there's that other little circular thing, that little symbol. This is on the bottom right-hand side of Tempel 1, the bottom left side. I see that little symbol there? That symbol indicates where the sun is located in relation to the image. Well, very good. You all did a great job.